You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, August 19th. Washington state officials are responding to a letter from the federal government last week demanding they end so-called sanctuary state policies. KEOW's Scott Greenstone has more.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi demanded Washington take steps to cooperate with Trump's massive deportation campaign. Current Washington law limits local law enforcement from working with federal immigration authorities. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown told KUOW the letter is a scare tactic, but the feds could try and cut federal law enforcement grants.
It's full of bluster. It's full of threats. It's really absurd, and it's really sad, frankly, that we have an administration that is so vindictive and reckless with public safety, because every law enforcement agency in Washington state relies on assistance from the federal government to some degree or another.
The letter was addressed to Governor Bob Ferguson, who posted on Facebook that Washington will not, quote, change our values in the face of threats. I'm Scott Greenstone in Seattle.
Marion County in Oregon has filed a lawsuit asking the courts to determine whether it should follow state or federal law when it comes to immigration enforcement. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security asked the Marion County Sheriff's Office for information about several people on parole. According to the county, four of the individuals were convicted of crimes ranging from sexual abuse and rape to robbery and kidnapping. The county says the immigration subpoenas request the same kind of details that would be available to anyone making a public records request. But Oregon's decades-old sanctuary law prohibits using state and local resources for federal immigration enforcement. In their lawsuit, Marion County's leaders are asking for clarity on whether federal or state law takes precedent and say they'll do whatever the federal courts decide. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield said his office would defend the state's laws. Last week, the U.S. Department of Justice sent letters warning sanctuary jurisdictions, including Oregon, to abandon those policies or face the possibility of losing federal funds and criminal penalties. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
President Donald Trump said Monday that he wants to end mail-in voting. His statements drew pushback from Oregon Democrats, who say the system is secure. OPB's Bryce Dole reports.
The president claims without evidence that mail-in voting leads to widespread fraud. In a recent interview with Fox News, he noted that Russian President Vladimir Putin shared that sentiment during a recent meeting in Alaska. Secretary of State Tobias Reid oversees elections in Oregon. He says Trump is trying to corrupt American elections and is colluding with foreign power.
Mail-in voting is the best way to protect everyone's right to vote. And that goes especially for rural folks, for elderly people, for hourly workers. Mail-in voting meets citizens exactly where they are.
Oregon has used mail-in voting for decades. State leaders say the president lacks the constitutional authority to end mail-in voting, barring an act of Congress. I'm Bryce Dole reporting.
Oregon lawmakers will meet Labor Day weekend for a special session to tackle transportation funding. But as Dirk Vanderhart reports, big questions remain.
Governor Tina Kotek is calling lawmakers into session on August 29th to fill a funding hole at the Oregon Department of Transportation. But that's about all anyone can say for sure. With the session approaching, details of Kotek's funding proposal are still in flux. Democrats say they will push a 6-cent hike to the state's gas tax and a variety of other tax and fee increases. But they still haven't offered an idea for how much revenue the bill will raise. The timing of the session is another big question. Democrats are asking Republicans to agree to waive legislative rules, which would allow the session to conclude in 2 days. But top Republicans say they won't fast-track the bill. They accuse Democrats of scheduling a session over Labor Day weekend in order to pass new taxes while Oregonians are distracted. That raises the specter the session could last 5 days or more. I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
State officials are warning of harmful algal blooms at Colaby Lake in Clatsop County. According to county officials, test results by the Oregon Health Authority show toxin levels high enough to make animals ill. The levels are not yet unsafe for people. The state says it is important that visitors to the lake do not allow dogs or any other animals into the water and to keep them away from algae that may be floating or washed on shore. Officials advise staying out of areas where water looks discolored has scum on the surface, or has a pea soup appearance. Astoria has a new school. Harbor Christian Academy plans to open in September, taking students from kindergarten through third grade. The academy expects an initial enrollment of 10 to 15 students. It will open in the former Star of the Sea Catholic School. Christina Groff, a former public school teacher, is the principal. She told The Astorian the plan is to start small and then grow through eighth grade. For the launch year, annual tuition is $6,000 or $600 a month. Groff spent 30 years in public schools but began feeling frustrated. Like, she said, her hands were tied. She was inspired to start a faith-based school after reading an article. She said she believes it's important to highlight the influence of faith across the board, including on historical figures and events. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyhistorian.com. For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradually clearing with highs in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows around 50. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, for now, tune in to 91.9 FM. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.